My God. Are we live?
We live. No music.
All right. You do that like you don't know how to run our show.
I counted y'all in like 20 times. I figured I might as well just start the show.
Yeah, hey, might as well.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy. This is your boy JTB.
And I am Swing Low Sweet Chariot. Coming home. They carry me home.
That's not for you to know. It's for us to understand.
Right. And, you know, you have to sometimes just let things just flow.
I didn't think he running stuff. He couldn't run that system.
We've been here for a whole hour. Ain't did
right,
nothing.
Ain't did nothing. Trying to figure out stuff. I felt like the inner circle. All right, I'm done.
We here, but we ain't here.
It was a technical difficulty. Anyway, I believe I said when I came back to this show, I was going to act a complete fool. So I might as well. Let me get a few things straight real quick. From what I heard, that this was supposed to be our show.
Yeah.
They tell me that they're going to censor us now, and we got to talk logical.
Why?
How that makes sense?
Don't.
So you got this brown stain in the corner of the room.
Called the inner circle.
I was talking about the architect.
Uh-oh.
Some people know how to keep a job around here. Good job, really. Good job.
This man gonna tell me that he gotta censor me. I happened to listen to the playback last week. Did you listen to the playback?
I listened to it.
I don't think it was that bad. He censored me.
I don't think it was that bad.
That one word I wanted to use, he censored.
Thank you. Thank you. It was not that bad.
It was all right.
I fixed it.
It was all right. So I want to put a public notice out to my peoples. If you want to hear me raw, uncut, and unfiltered, please let somebody know so I can do this.
The architect.
Yeah. The architect.
If you can get 30 people, no, let's make it good. Let's make it 50 people.
See, that's how much. He know I can get 30 people.
No, you can't. If you can hit me with 50 people to hit me up on Facebook with the hashtag FreeJTB, I'll let you do what you want next episode.
Hell, free JT. Free us.
Right.
Free us both.
Okay, let's go with free JTB since it was his topic. And then,
okay, I mean, free JTB.
It'd be a free fall for everybody.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Free JTB.
How about this? How about this? This would be the official one. Free shock therapy.
Yes!
Free shock therapy?
How's you shock therapy?
You sure you want free shock therapy?
Restrained.
If you can get 50 hashtags to hit my post.
How you going to restrain me from doing what I do? Do you know who I am?
You already know who I am.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
I am the greatest. I float like a butterfly.
Sting like a bee.
They call me
you sink to the
JTB.
Bottom of the,
yes.
You sink to the bottom of the pot like lard. Like old margarine.
Anyway, let's get this show started. A nigga's hungry. I'm ready to go. You going to edit that? You going to edit that?
I'm thinking about it, but I'm more so thinking, every time you call yourself opening the show, why you sound so dead? On a show called Shock Therapy. Why are you so dead?
Because you keep censoring me.
This is what
you keep
like.
Telling me. You keep telling me. We don't want you to talk like that. And we want you to. We want you to be logical. We want to get some serious discussions.
You tell me. Riddler. Do we sound like this when we open up? Welcome back. It's your boy JTB back here once again to drop some knowledge on you. It's your man back in the bed. You welcome.
This is what it sounds like. Sound like
well, we got to get started first. That's the warm up.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
You
want me
to sound like you're happy to be here.
I'm not because you can't. I can't say what I want to say. I can't say what I want to say. I'm not happy. That's why we got to get a hashtag free JTB.
Free
JTB. So that I can say what I want to say. I got to come in here and be oppressed by this man. After I just got done being oppressed by the man.
Hey,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that
man.
That BS actually sound like
so
like
what you're saying is he the white man.
Right.
In the black man's community.
That's Uncle Tom right there. You see that Uncle Tom sitting on the horse counting rocks trying to figure out how many of us are still here.
New York City number one.
Yeah.
New York City number two.
Right. He's sitting over here talking about, I got him, boss. I got him, boss. He's censoring me from saying what I want to say because he want to be the HNIC. You are not Joe Clark.
When you own the company.
You are not Batman. You sit in your corner. Take the chains off the doors. Take the chains off the door.
Crazy Joe.
Take the cuffs off.
Yes.
Free us.
Free me.
If you see me sound like they did in the bathroom on Lean On Me.
Where the sun in the...
I gotta get that sound by too.
Very
you side. Smoke crack, Sam? Don't you smoke crack?
Go ahead and jump. If you, right. I say if you don't do it,
you'll do it. You
do it expeditiously. Go ahead and jump.
Jump. Jump, Sam. Jump.
On with the show.
I would have loved to see him jump.
Too. I would have got to do it. He'd be like, this nigga did expeditiously.
Right.
He jumped like a real nigga. I'm proud of him. You gonna edit that?
Golly. Oh, God.
Oh, God. That made no sense.
I know, man. He said he gonna open up the show. We'll see.
Whatever.
You know, we've been both holding it back.
I've been trying to. Because every time I say something, he got his hand on the mute button, ready to...
Oh, yeah, he'll mute us in a heartbeat.
You just be talking, he's like,
that off.
Yeah, and then... He's like, dude, what is all the pauses? You got Tourette's or something?
Right, it's like, that, well, they probably think we got Tourette's.
Right, we got something wrong with us.
Hey, you know what that's like? That's like listening to a NWA censored.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't do it.
No, I actually say too short. Too short censored. It's like, why does this even exist?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're saying about the show. Why does shock therapy exist?
I kind of think that myself sometimes. Why does the show exist? I think that. I do.
Well, that's because we're the number one show in the company. Because
exactly.
I think the inner circle don't exist.
Right. The band of brothers are just there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for us guests appearing on y'all's show,
it wouldn't be a show.
Not at all.
Really?
You're welcome. Yeah. We created you.
Hey, I kind of like the sound of that.
Yeah.
You know, it might be three old farts just sitting around.
But if it had not been for us,
we made y'all show.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we do.
You said
we
three old farts and it's five of us. I'm interested.
Oh, it's five of
three
us.
Three old farts. You don't need pay attention.
You know what? You know who I forgot to mention?
That's who, how you know who I forgot to mention
in your Band of Brothers show? C-Murder. Where he been?
Hey, it's five of them, but they always minus one
right,
or two.
Right, one or two, yeah.
You know?
We saw three because that's all we normally see.
That's what it is.
Oh, now they
got want to be real men. You want to be real men, got things to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But y'all come sit around a table and talk.
It's right. Not a radio show. It's kind of the concept behind it.
No. We need to put a poll up. Which show is the best?
What kind of poll? Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do
shock
that.
Therapy, the inner circle.
We
got to
put some incentives behind that.
Hey.
I'm going to put that up.
When you put the inner circle up there, make sure you put into parentheses defunct. Hey, you know, like a neighborhood gang.
Yeah.
The Crips don't run this neighborhood no more.
No, right.
They're defunct.
So I don't know. I believe we make this station.
And that's what I think too.
I don't even believe it. I know it.
Well, we'll put it out there for the
stop
audience.
Talking. It's my show. Anywho,
did you
just mute me?
I can show you who got the power.
He got his hand on the button.
Like, hey, once again, by the man holding me down.
Being oppressed.
Being oppressed, yes.
It's equivalent to me holding my pistol on my hips. And you want to go there?
A mute this? Button, that's you the best you could do? Is a mute
it's
button.
It's kryptonite for you.
It cuts you off.
Like I was saying.
Oh, man.
Look like you're running the solo act today, Riddler.
Now you're going to have me running the show without my co-host, man.
You know what I'm saying?
What kind of heart attack is he?
I got to constantly be held down.
Oh, my goodness, man. Sense.
It's called gravity, brother. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Gravity.
You got a little extra skin and stuff to pull on. So.
Extra skin?
What's the world? You said you're being held down. That's gravity.
Well, what's the extra skin going to do anything?
Talking about? I mean, he's a big brother.
Dude, don't ever make that comment again.
Yeah,
I mean, not tell the truth?
No, don't.
Yeah, but that sounded kind of like foreskin, right? That you said. You know, that's.
Why do you.
It did. That sounded weird, didn't it?
Yeah, that needed a pause in there somewhere.
We're going to do a show specifically about the Riddler's immature mind.
No. That's what it sounded like. That it didn't sound right.
Well, I forget y'all in the same boat. So yeah, you can take extra skin and make it foreskin.
That's what it sounded like.
No. Yeah. We can do a poll on that, too.
No, I think you should let us just do our show now.
Right. Yeah. I've been trying to, but you're talking crazy.
Yeah, no, don't talk no more.
Mute yourself.
Mute yourself. Thank you. Golly, that messed my whole mind of thinking of.
Yeah, I forgot. We had forgotten about the topics.
Yeah.
First, we had.
Don't speak. I never remembered the topics. That's the problem. Now, let me go back. I'm done now. Y'all don't have any topics. That's the issue.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Topic number one. How many times a day do you think about slapping people?
I woke up and thought about everybody I seen they needed to be slapped.
I can agree.
You ever wake up and just be like, why do you exist in my area today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my slapping spree starts at 4 o'clock.
A.M.?
Yeah, a.m. That's what time I get up. Yeah.
That's a number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
when you roll over the second time. I just want to just start slapping the alarm clock.
I feel it.
I do that once or twice.
You know, my thing is when I get to work, I don't mind working early in the mornings, all that stuff. I don't mind getting up and doing it. But my thing is when I first get to work, I don't want to talk to you. And I work with a lot of Caucasian people, politically correct. Thank you.
White folks,
yeah. So
Wiggins.
I work with a lot of Caucasians. The first thing they want to do is come smile, and they got like their cheese breath in your face.
Yeah.
And they're like, hi.
That nasty coffee and cigarette.
Yeah. Breath.
So disgusting.
My thing is I don't want to talk to you, but I just want to come to work. That's one of my things.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I want to do, too. Basically, I just want to come to work, get paid, and go home.
And then I got to think about it.
Do like, anything.
If I did want to slap these people, I'm the only black person in the kitchen. I'm the only black person there.
That's okay.
Yeah, I go straight to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I go straight to jail. If I look at them hard, I go straight to jail.
Yeah, that's what they call reckless eyeballing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That's worth two hits with the stick and a pistol whip.
And an occasional whiplash.
Yes.
Lashing.
Yes.
Since we don't have no sound effects.
Right. Yeah, all that. Yeah. I'm in the wrong neighborhood to do all that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Where I can't be the angry black man at work. You know, you start huffing.
You can.
They're like, oh, 911.
You can be the angry black man. They'll leave you alone if you be the angry black man. I found that out a long time ago.
I get followed home every day.
By who?
The police.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Depending on where if you working, in the Wigger neighborhood?
I'm in Strongsville.
Oh, yeah. You definitely messing with the Wiggers.
Going to jail.
Out there.
It's too many trees over there.
You definitely going on too many trees. Yeah, and a whole lot of blank freeway, too.
Exactly.
Hey, ain't, you ain't going to find too many cars ripping up and down 71.
No.
Yeah.
And if you do, you ain't going to stop.
Yeah, you got that right.
Not for no big black man. What is that? No.
And a cop behind you, too?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, white people talking about some, son, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Right.
This is the way of the world. They know their role. They know their position.
And the cop sitting up there talking about some, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Got to get my count up.
Yeah.
Got to reach my quota.
Right. And if it take me slapping these cuffs on your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
He be talking about something like, I got a two for one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Take two of these Negroes down at once.
That's what they like to do.
I don't believe in police brutality.
Architect.
I'm just sitting here thinking, you don't have to believe in police brutality. They do.
I I believe they love us all. Yeah. Despite what the videos and media show us. I believe in the police.
Sometimes.
That's like believing in the devil. Don't mean it's a good thing.
Right. But I know it exists. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do exist.
They do exist. It's like the M&M's commercial.
They do exist.
The Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus and the M&M. They both sit there like,
they do exist.
Good black people. They do exist. Kind police officers. They do exist.
Although I have yet to find one.
Right. I've heard stories about them.
Right. But where are you actually?
Exactly. Police officer didn't like what they showed me in grade school in the book. He come in with a little blue hat on and talking about some, I love you. You right. are going to be special one day.
Yeah, special in jail. Right. Look, especially in jail.
Right, right. Oh, my God. What were we talking about?
Since we're on the subject of school. I was just explaining, you know, the ACT and the SATs.
Okay.
I never took those.
They got other stuff now. OGTs. And
well, yeah, well, ABCs. I was the first class to, I was the second class to take that, the OGTs.
I didn't take no OGTs.
What was it called back then?
Proficiency test?
Yeah.
Proficiency test.
How did you take the proficiency test and ACT and SAT didn't exist for you?
I have no idea. We was the second class to take the proficiency test. The first class
was
94.
So you had to take any kind of college entrance exam, like any kind of aptitude test?
Nope. I went straight into Tri-C, and from Tri-C to Cleveland State. You know what? My professor asked me that, too. She graduated in 96, and she was like, you didn't take SATs and ACTs? She was my sociology teacher. Told her, no. She was like, well, maybe it was this kind of school that I went to. I was like, well, I went to a suburban public school. It was full of us, but, you know. My son graduated from there.
I mean, we did the proficiency test. I'm trying to think. We did the SATs and ACTs. We had that.
I think it all depends on what school you went to.
Now, you're supposed to have to take one
if
of those.
If you was a suburban
maybe not a community college.
I graduated from Max Hayes. My son went. Now, he took the SAT or ACT.
Maybe because you went to a community college. I don't know. But, yeah, to get into college, you got to take one of those two tests.
Well, that's 4 years. I go to a 4-year now. They never asked me for no ACT, SAT.
Because you went to a community college and you transferred that over. Maybe you just found a loophole, but I don't know.
Maybe, but they did. But they asked my son for his, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about because he go to Tri-C.
That's what I figured, but I don't know. You special?
I have no idea.
Yes, I'm indeed special.
I'm glad I ain't had to take all that other stupid stuff they got now.
Yeah, I know. Hey, did you know that they actually make freshmen at Tri-C take a transitional course and make you pay for it? Huh? I would say something, but I won't.
We got to be politically correct on shock therapy. Yeah, we can't. Say shocking comments on shock therapy. We can't shock the audience with words and comments and expressions.
We can't
on
shock the world
therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare we?
We need that hashtag.
Just be artistic.
Autistic or artistic?
You already autistic. I need you to be artistic.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
We can't do that because you want us to be civilized. Yeah, want us to be civilized on this
that
show.
That hurts your feelings.
Anything else. Like, oh, like
it
we
do hurt
fights.
My feelings because I'm still tripping on how everybody else can say whatever they want. But God forbid JTB say something crazy out of his mouth. God forbid. God forbid.
You ever heard of the Hoover Dam?
Nah, I feel like saying the last part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four times.
You know what happened? You know what happened if that dam actually broke?
Yeah, the water come down.
The carnage that way. That's kind of like, you know, you guys.
No.
We can't let the dam break. We can't let the levee break.
Yes, we can. Even the tsunami did some good things.
Yeah.
Like what?
Huh?
It brought water to the dry land.
Yes, it did. Jesus talked about that.
Yeah.
Spring up a well.
Yeah, while killing you on the way to spring up his well.
He brought water in the way.
Yeah. Look.
I don't know where you want me to go with that.
Look. Even the tsunami, it had to cleanse some things up. Think of all that litter that those people would have had to do.
Right.
You know, them little orange jumpsuits on the side of the highway. They ain't got to do that now.
Hey, the water came and washed all it.
Paper for dead bodies, you know. Hey, potato, I guess.
Sometimes you have to take some losses.
Yeah.
When trying to make things better.
Sometimes you have to take a couple casualties. The free millions.
It happens.
The free millions.
Now, see, they was trying to figure out, they got like, over in China, they got all them billions of people, all them billions and billions of people, and they running out of space. Pff, tsunami.
Right.
You got space now.
Hurricane.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
there's always some good behind this.
The tsunamis can move mountains, too.
Exactly.
They move mountains.
For every mountain.
They make molehills out of, is that the way?
Mountains out of molehills?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what we do on shock therapy.
That's why you want to know how the tsunami helps.
Yes, I agree. You do make mountains out of molehills. You make a whole bunch of big old mess out of nothing. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
That's what we
tsunami helped
do.
Out. So that's what we came to do. We came to clear some things out and create space for somebody
and,
else.
And air them out.
Yes.
Well, we know that we won't be
in
the inner circle.
Vacant space in the studio if we get banned.
Oh, there is plenty of vacant space in the studio. But I don't want to go there.
Right, you should just call the studio shock therapy.
Just shock therapy.
That's all.
Yeah.
You should just call the studio shock therapy.
Yeah.
That's got enough weight for all that.
Culture shock entertainment. Just call it shock therapy. Because it's a shock.
Yeah.
So sad that I don't even know our black superhero.
Yeah, he was cool, man. He had dreads, a little mask.
What?
Yeah, he was like
What was his power? Static.
Rubbing his feet on the carpet.
Yeah.
The best superhero power he could get was static?
Hey, he could fly.
With static?
With static.
That it was is called so sad.
Static. So his kryptonite shock. Was bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. And downy. Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch it. He couldn't have fire or something?
Nah, man. He has static shock.
Oh, my goodness.
Static.
What
electricity.
Was wow, that's nothing.
It was a good comic.
I believe you.
I liked it.
I believe you.
Kind of like Blade.
That wasn't that great either. Wesley Snipes?
No,
I know it was a comic book.
Wesley just played the hell out of it. Yeah, I think.
He did all right.
I think he played. The one I enjoyed was number two. I didn't particularly care for one and three.
Number one.
You got to watch number two. Watch number two.
But I didn't like number one.
Yeah, but watch number two. Number two is good. Number two is good. Number two was positive. They did more fighting in number two than they did number one. Number one was kind of hard to get over.
That's why I never finished it.
Yeah, I understand. But watch number two.
I think I will. What was our topic? What were we talking about?
We was talking about... let his baby mama and his kid move into him and his wife's house.
That's what we're talking about now?
That was supposed to be the original topic.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about that.
You want to talk about that?
Okay. Baby mama moved into his house.
Well, he said that his baby mama lost her house. She got evicted.
Okay.
And he didn't want to split the two apart, so he moved them both in, him and his wife's house.
He's married. He let his baby mama... And the child move in to their house with his married wife.
Correct.
That sounds like a menage.
That sounds like pure stupidity on his part.
I don't know.
I could take the kid.
I mean, I get it. I could take the kid too and then tell her to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or, think about it. I could tell them both to live happily ever after. You ever see that? What is that? Sister wives?
You gonna tell them both to live happy ever after? Who, the wife and the kid?
Let me stop talking stupid because people think I'm serious on some of the stuff I say. Let me stop. Oh, I can't believe he said that.
But you can't tell the kid to live happily ever after, but the wife and the baby mama, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, you gonna put them in together and send them off on the boat.
What?
The wife and the baby mama? And just keep the kid?
No.
You said let them live happily ever after.
Me, the baby mama, and my wife.
Oh, hell.
Absolutely
not. These are jokes. I got to make sure I say that.
I ain't joking.
I got to say it's a joke. I got to say it. That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that because they'll come back and be like, oh, my God, can you believe he said that?
I could take the kid.
I agree. I can agree with you.
I think I could live without the wife and the baby mama, though.
Because you got to remember, it's the reason that you're not with her. And the reason may be because she left you. So right. Why would I bring you into my new life, but my child can
So you can cause
he's a,
chaos.
He's a part of my life.
Yeah, and you brought me into this other situation that I got that my wife has created for me. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I have to bring my child into that. Nah, I just rather just both of them just go.
Yeah, now hopefully, you know, both the baby mama and the child?
No, the baby mama and the wife.
Just get out of the way and just let it be you and your child.
There you go, right there.
Oh, yep. Wow. I mean, if I'm married and I have a good relationship with my wife, I can easily say that. And hopefully she has a decent relationship with my child as well.
That's the important part.
That's what I hope. Because if that situation came up, yes, my child can come because I'm going to look out for mine. That's my blood.
Right.
That's my child.
Don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah. Now, the mama, she can't come. She got to find somewhere else to go. Like we was talking earlier, you said she got a grandmama, an auntie, an uncle, a brother, a cousin, a sister, something
right.
that she can go to. But if she don't have any of those options, they have women's shelters everywhere.
Yes, they
do. She can always check into one of those, or she can sleep on one of them heated vents like the bums do.
Yeah, and just put a couple dollars in her hat.
I don't know if I can give her no money. I don't trust her. It's a reason
well, at
I'm
that
not
point, we don't have to give her no money because the child stayed with us.
I may throw a kitty blanket at her.
Yeah, she should be That's giving us it. Money.
Yes.
Go scrape up some money
and then
to give to me.
She not working?
Well, she might be working, but she just got evicted.
She just evicted down on her luck?
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Now, wait a minute, though. Now, here's the big thing. Is she paying rent?
Is she paying rent?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Apparently not. She just
I'm
got
assuming
evicted.
That, right. That's
she I know. I mean, evicted. She paying me rent for staying there. At my spot.
No, I was joking earlier, but honestly, I wouldn't even want her to even pay rent. I wouldn't even want her to be there because then
that could be her child
she'd
support.
Think that she got no.
Yeah.
No. Because then she gonna think she got rights to whatever space.
No, she don't have no rights. Just like you know, just like when you live in an apartment, there's certain things that you can and can't do.
No, she can't stay here.
Things that you can do are stay here. Mm-mm. The things that you can't do is eat. bathe, drink water.
What?
Yeah, you can't do those things. Cost money.
I don't know. No, she just might as well not come.
No, she can stay there.
Hopefully, she got a car, a blanket, and there's a rest stop somewhere.
No, she can stay there as long as she's paying rent. Those are things that come with rent.
I don't want her to
see. This is the way I think about it. If you pay me rent, just like. If you have an apartment, you pay rent.
Right. But you still have a chance of living your own life. How you want
to
live.
Yeah, but you still have to buy your own groceries, don't you?
Yeah. You going to give her a refrigerator?
No, she can buy her own. She can get one of them little refrigerators. She can get one of them little refrigerators.
Little cubes.
Yeah, them little cube refrigerators. Yeah. Still, you got enough for some
and
vegetables.
A hot plate, huh?
And a hot plate. And put like give her a little iron just in case the hot plate ain't working. You can flip the iron upside down, cook an egg on that.
Get in your closet.
Yeah.
Get your hot plate and leave us alone.
Exactly. And when it's time for you.
Come on, son, we eating steak tonight. Yeah. Don't look at your mama.
Yeah, right.
Ignore the tears.
And she and she got curfew.
Remember all that time she said you needed to be home before the street lights? Come on.
Yeah. The basement door need to be closed and locked. Before I go to sleep.
Let a streetlight come on. I'm locking you out.
I'm locking you out.
You can't have no key. But you still paying rent.
But that would be...
What? it's your space. It's your space. Well, but you can't have no key.
Right, because when
you ain't
got
no rights.
Because when you pay rent, the only thing that you're paying for is a place to stay. You're not paying for none of the amenities like food, toothpaste, water, all the other stuff you have to buy on your own. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what if she try to invite somebody over?
That definitely ain't happen. If you can invite people over my house, then guess what?
What?
You can afford your own spot.
Don't she? Hey,
yes,
you pimping her in the basement already?
Hey, what your mom told you? Hey, if you come in here and you got a job and You think you can make your own rules, then you need to go find your own place.
You want to slam doors in this house? Oh, yeah, you might need to get your own spot.
Exactly.
That famous saying they used to use, you ain't grown until you got your own pot to piss in.
Exactly.
And a window to throw it out.
There you go.
Piss is not a bad word. What are you throwing your hands up for?
I wasn't saying anything about the word. I'm saying the analogy is stupid. Who wants a pot to piss in?
Well, that's
a
song.
We all want a pot to piss in.
No, you don't. Why
yes,
would you,
we do.
Why would you piss in your pot? Don't do that. You cook with that.
Hey, sometimes you got to relieve
You're
yourself.
You're taking it too literal.
Yeah. Some sayings just don't make sense. Just like you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That makes
sense
to me.
What do I want the cake for?
So you can eat it too.
No, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
I used to hear you can't have your steak and your cake at the same time.
Never heard that one. That's a JTB experience.
No, that's I heard that one.
You heard that one, Riddler?
Nah, I ain't never heard that one, but it sounds correct.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, you don't believe fat meat greasy?
Yeah.
Now, that one's a good one. That makes sense. You might not believe
Or pouring syrup on crap don't make it pancakes.
You don't believe what?
See, that's a Koya.
No, it's not, man.
You ain't never heard that.
No. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago when you said it.
Just because you pour syrup on crap don't make it pancakes.
Okay. I've heard it. You don't believe poop stink till you smell it.
I ain't never heard that one.
You ain't never heard that?
No, I ain't never heard that one.
Oh, I heard that one.
That came from Samuel L. Jackson in Juice. Do your Googles, kids. Do your Googles.
He Googles said Googles the first time. Hey,
I like making up words on the show.
Yeah, apparently. It's your show. Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, unless you know, you're instead censored. Of 50-50, it's we splitting it up as a third.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't Should have, we ask him to buy
You don't have real rights. He do like America.
Yeah, it's a representative democracy. You can be veto.
Yeah, he do he's like the president, America. He's the emperor, and he's the king.
Exactly.
I guess he's Michael Jackson and we Tito, huh?
Yes, you have freedom of speech, but you're censored.
But you're censored.
Right, okay, how that makes sense?
You got freedom of speech. You can say what you want to say, you just can't
don't
do
say
it
that.
Here.
Right, yeah, you just can't do it here. If you on this soil, you can't say what you want to say.
Right. But say whatever you want, just don't
theory,
say that.
You can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's okay to be black.
Just like America.
Just don't be blacker than me.
He pimping us. He pimping our freedom of speech.
Well, we can start calling him Mona Scott.
Mona Scott?
Mona Scott?
Mona Scott.
Who is that?
You.
No. Clearly, you don't know who it is either.
You ain't never heard of Love and Hip Hop?
No, I don't watch the crap.
Well, Mona Scott is like the owner. I mean, like, she's the executive producer.
I think
of
I actually
shows.
Do think I know who you're talking about now that you said that.
Yeah, she be pimping. She pimping them.
Yeah, basically.
The way you doing us,
basically.
Well, y'all keep coming back to the stable every day, every week. So I mean, hey, it must be working.
We don't have a choice.
Not really.
This is Jamerica.
No, it's America with an A.
No,
the architect.
Yes, you are an A.
I can be. I would agree.
An architect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up, buddy.
This buzz for you?
Yeah, basically. Hey, anywho,
weed. If you got some, light it up.
That's your introduction into it?
Yeah.
Weed. Did you hear about the census that they got going around for people to sign the petition to legalize weed?
Yeah, I signed one of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I know somebody who's doing a petition, and they're like, they were going door to door, and people were asking, do we get a free sample? How awesome would that be if you got a free sample for signing up to legalize weed?
That would be amazing.
There's a technicality.
What?
It's still illegal.
Yes, but you need to sample the product.
Well, federally, it's illegal.
Right.
Statewide is illegal.
It's going to pass.
It ain't
passed.
They
only got 3 months.
You know, I
was. Is it through? No, it's 2 weeks. Ain't it 2 weeks? The 3rd? November 3rd? Don't we vote on that?
Something like that.
It'll pass.
It ain't passed. I'm sure it will.
You can still go to jail today.
Yeah, you can go to jail today, but you're going to let me out tomorrow.
Everybody who went to jail after get legalized, what does that happen? What happened? Do I get that number on my
record? Well, I think
you grandfather then. Yeah, you still a thug. Yeah.
You are not getting pardoned on this one.
Right.
Once again, welcome to America.
Right. Prohibition.
That's how they do it.
That's yeah. prohibition at its
yeah.
finest.
Basically, yeah.
I think it'd be a good thing.
Honestly, from my standpoint, I don't even care.
Me neither.
I don't really care. It's not a big deal to me.
But I still like it. I like the idea of
go for it. I mean, legalize it, do whatever. It's just another way to get tax revenue.
That's
it's just another way for the state to continue to rape us.
Yeah, but having a second job would be easy.
It would. Yeah. But no, they'd throw so many little coffee shops like they do. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't mind that.
They would throw so many of those that it'd be like the hookah places. It'd be just everywhere.
Now, hookah is just nasty. I don't want to share my I don't want to share that little hookah thing.
That little
be passing it around.
I've never been to one, actually. I've never been to one.
Well, it smells like smoke.
I think you can replace the tips.
You can?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I see every time I see a hookah bar, I see a group of people sitting at a table like this, and everybody just passing that little rubber.
What's the difference between
rubber holes around?
What's the difference between that and the joint that everybody passing around?
Well, I guess it's
about the same.
It's about the same. But see, the joint is paper.
Okay, explain it. Break it down.
Meaning that it don't get wet like that plastic and rubber.
It get even more wet. It absorbs really the
do.
Moisture.
It really do. That's but why it, you, I used to.
But it burn off.
Huh?
But it burn off.
When you get to the tip?
Yeah.
People don't even use papers no more. No,
they use blunts.
Yeah.
I tell you what we used to do, man. We used to go to Jogger Lake and get them. Remember Jogger Lake? You know them big cigars that you used to buy off the gift store?
I never got one of those.
Oh, man. Them things used to be amazing, son.
I never got one of those.
Them things, them things about like this big.
I couldn't afford nothing like that.
It was only $5.
The best I couldn't afford to fill it with weed.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember one summer, man, my dudes went up there. He bought two of them. They probably had like 2 or 3 ounces between the two of them. Put them all in that big blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walked around the park smoking it. High all day.
Yeah, for real. The best I had was Optimal.
Like Optimal.
That's the best I had.
I like
Then I started hanging with my Caucasian friends, and they introduced me to bowls and bongs. And it took me to another level.
Yeah, my dude used to have one that you used to hold with his feet.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It was like this tall, man. I was like, hey, what you going to do with that? I'm about to smoke.
That's unsanitary. Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, I ain't like too much the idea that he was just holding the base level with his bare paws, but
yeah.
You know,
it's all in between your legs. That don't seem right. I don't want to smoke off of that, dude.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Don't seem too kosher. Actually, it sounds kind
of
nasty.
I remember they hit me on to a whole bunch of stuff. They showed me how to extend what you had.
Extend it?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You can use just a little bit and make it last forever.
How?
You ever heard of something called? Is it okay to talk about this, Architect?
I mean, y'all been going for like 10 minutes. What you gonna ask for now?
Because the next thing you know, you'll be listening to the show and you hear a long pause for 3 minutes.
Right.
You're like, what were they talking about?
Gospel music in place.
What were they talking about?
Conversation.
Whatever. They taught me how to make something called a gravity bomb.
A gravity bomb?
A gravity bomb. Okay.
Is that the one?
This consists of a 5-gallon bucket of water, a 3-liter Faygo bottle, foil. And that's all she wrote. So you don't need anything else. You take the Faygo bottle and you cut the bottom off. You fill the 5-gallon bucket with water, and you cut a hole in the top. You take the foil, you make a little cone, you put about a little bit of weed right there. You light it up, and you slowly lift the 3-liter bottle out of the 5-gallon bucket of water, and it fills the whole 3-liter gallon.
With smoke?
Yeah. With smoke. And the gravity part about it is that you screw the top off, you hold on, and you push back down, and it just fills everything up.
That, I don't know, man. I don't think I'd like that.
Messed up for 24 hours. I did 2 of them. I was so messed up, I was playing a video game that was on pause. I could not believe it. It was I don't know what to call it.
I'm just waiting on the educational part of this. Like,
I'm not done.
Where's the moral to the story?
Well, the moral of the story is that it'll be good to legalize, share, and share alike weed.
I don't really care. I don't do the stuff now. I gotta throw these things out there because these people are like, oh my god, this guy still gets high.
It's not. Well, I don't do it anymore either. I never have been a big smoker, but I think that it should be legalized because, you know, some people have pains and aches. And
I really don't care what you use it for. I don't care. If I find a way to make money off of it, I don't care.
Yeah, now, see, that would be the whole purpose.
I don't care.
Give me a big bag of sour diesel and let me have at it. Did that need a pause in between that?
I don't know. I don't really care. Honestly, the whole legalization of the weed conversation, I don't really care. Now, I think the topic we had with the weed was, what if you saw a child rolling up a blunt or something?
Not necessarily just what if. It actually happened on the bus in somebody's local community. It was a kid about third grade age. And I posted the picture into the conversation room. So feel free to go on to CAC Radio's conversation room on Facebook. Follow the group. He's about a third grader. And he's rolling up a blunt like he's been doing this since he was 6 months. What would you do if you saw that in public? You saw something detrimental, some young person doing something just that you know needed some backlash behind it.
Well, first of all, where's his mama at?
Ain't on the bus, clearly.
Or daddy or somebody. I mean, somebody got to know this kid. And
that's kind of bold of him anyway to be on the bus.
Yeah, to be on the Metro bus, RTA,
wherever,
to just be rolling up a blunt like, you know.
Or who said it was a blunt? It could have been a cigarette. And don't tell him what he
was doing. It's a third grader. What does it matter?
Yeah, I guess that is true. You know, but hey.
I mean, honestly, you want to be quite honest of what I would do if I seen that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really depends, though. Because I think everybody be like, you just sit there and be like, oh, my God. Is this true? Is this seriously happening? How many of you really would be going up to somebody else's child and be like, dude, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be rolling up. Third graders carry pistols now.
It's not an NWA CD. It's a blunt he's putting weed into. How old are you in third grade?
What, like nine or ten?
Yeah, let's say nine.
Is it nine or ten?
Something like that. 10 if you're remedial. 9 if you know, normal kid. Some people about 9 years old in third grade.
Yeah, but how many of you, would you go up and be like, dude, what are you doing? Stop that. Give me that. Stop that.
In that case, I might have to.
No, you wouldn't. Stop. You're a liar.
I mean, I would not do that.
You would not do that.
You know what I would do? I would tell the bus driver.
And appalled.
After I'm done being shocked,
I would tell the bus driver.
I could notify the bus driver. I may say some things.
He's driving.
But I'm not finna get up and just snatch it out of his hand.
But you know they can stop the bus and put you off.
They can. That's why they had the regional transit authorities.
Exactly. Matter of fact, that's what RTA stands for. Regional Transit Authorities.
Yeah. Hey, they go gangster, too.
Yeah, they gangster.
Yeah.
They got K-9s and everything. All that stuff.
So you wouldn't say anything, Mr. JTB?
I would say something. I would make comments.
Say something to the bus driver? Like what? Yeah. I don't know. You got a third grader back there rolling up.
You should know me by now. In public, what? I would probably say something, you know, oh, my God. I'm like, little dude, what are you doing? I'll talk to him. Like, is you serious right now?
So what make you think I wouldn't talk to him?
Because
what make you think
you weak?
Yeah. He tried to say you scared.
You wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But I
you gonna edit that?
I think I would tell the bus driver.
I would say something.
Let him and the
why
regional
can't you just
transit?
Go up to him yourself and say, hey, you don't think he respects your opinion?
To the child. Well, probably not. He rolling up a blunt on a bus.
Right.
If he's doing
in
it like
front
that,
of everybody.
Clearly somebody endorsed it. Nobody told him any better.
Somebody showed him.
Somebody had to show him.
Yeah.
But who's to say if I said something to him, he might reach in his book bag and pull out a Tech Nine on me?
Yeah. Who's to say he might
not
be like,
if he rolling up a blunt, you know he got something else.
Who's to say he might not be like, yes, sir, Mr. Riddler, sir. I apologize.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll smoke my blunt after
right.
I get off the bus.
I highly doubt it.
3-year-olds cuss their parents out these days.
Right, and you think
their
a 9
parents,
to 10 year old.
Because they let them.
And other people, because that's what they've been trained. This generation is different.
So you telling me it's strange. No hope, punch?
Huh?
So you telling me there's no hope?
I didn't say it was no hope.
It might be a little bit, but not really.
Maybe, just maybe.
These kids today?
Yeah. I don't know. Just maybe he could get on an episode of Scared Straight or something.
Or we can bring him on Shock Therapy.
We can bring him on Shock. No, no.
I'm about to say, y'all a bad influence.
Can't bring him on Shock Therapy. It's not like we're going to shock him into reality.
Yeah, because we'd be censored.
We censored, yeah.
Yeah.
What in the world y'all going to say to him to help him out?
I would.
We need you to influence him positively.
I would.
Yeah. Give me an example.
I can't because we're censored. I got to get 50 likes or hashtags before I can do it.
Yeah, well, then when you do, then you can give me an example.
Hashtag.
We should do our own little Scared Straight program.
Yeah. Bring some kids up here. Walk
I don't know
around.
If they can take y'all serious.
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
Then how's it Scared Straight?
All I need is a belt and a stick.
Microphone.
Yeah. I beat Jesus into every single one of them.
See?
That's it. Scared Straight.
So on one hand, you scared that they're going to do something to you if you say something. On the second hand, you're going to beat them senseless.
Yes, because I'm going to tie them down and throw them in a dark room.
And put duct tape over their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will hear them.
Exactly.
And you'll be hearing a whole lot of...
You know what's going to make them... You want to know what's going to make them scared? Because after I leave, they don't know how they getting out.
Turn off the lights and lock the door.
Right.
Throw some Teddy P and let them play.
Oh, my God. It really takes it to a whole nother level.
They can't hear us no way. What difference does it make?
Honestly, you know, I mean, with the child on the bus, I would say something. I probably would make some comments. I probably would even argue with the child. I don't care. He not my child.
I would
disrespect him as much as he would disrespect me. But if he was willing to listen and talk, then we could have a conversation that makes sense. But if he wants to be ignorant and stupid, we could do that. I could do that.
We could.
I sit there, and they don't be telling me what to do. What? They don't be telling me what to do. I go back and forth. Well, I don't care.
I ain't going to go back and forth with him.
Yeah, I don't care. Now, you must not have no proper training because your mammy left you out here by yourself.
And you rolling up blunts.
You rolling up blunts on a bus, and you look like you stink, nigga.
Yeah.
Go home. Go find somewhere. You don't have
a home. He had on that little dusty doodoo green vest.
Right.
I forget what he had on. I think he had on the school uniform. You know, the standard light blue, dark blue.
With the blue pants.
Yeah,
he was dusty.
Yeah.
that's the usual Catholic school outfit or uniform with Cleveland Public.
Public school kids do that now. Some of them are in uniform.
Yeah, you know what, man? I think that desensitizes kids, man.
I hate uniform.
And me too.
I was in uniforms most of my life.
I don't think it makes sense. What sense does it make
school,
to put you in a uniform?
Middle school, high school, through college, I always had to wear a uniform.
You don't complain about wearing a uniform at work.
I don't wear a uniform.
Well, that's
at
because
work.
I don't want to mess up my real clothes.
No, well, that's different. Y'all wear
that's
uniform.
Different. But I still feel like I'm in jail. You come to work, put on the blues.
It kind of looked like an orange jumper.
It's just blue. It's shirt and pants to match. And you give you these work boots. You got to lug them things around. And, you know, by the time.
At least they offer you a uniform.
Yeah, they offer us a uniform.
My job tells me we have a uniform and we're supposed to purchase it ourselves.
Most well, we do. Did. We do, too.
Yeah, I have never purchased that uniform.
Let me see. It's $5 a week. $5 a week.
Huh?
$5 a week for like 7 changes of clothes.
I'm not finna do that.
That's $1 a day.
I'm not finna do that.
Why?
I'm not finna do that.
I mean, I wouldn't do it if I didn't mind lugging that stuff home and washing it myself.
I came here to make money, not to give you money.
Yeah, but I don't feel like washing. That's a lot of washing.
I feel you.
I mean, it's different when you you're doing the kind of work that you're doing and me doing the kind of work that I'm doing.
That's true. It's two different arenas.
Some people don't mind, you know, taking that dusty stuff home, washing it, smelling like oil.
I mean, what I do, I go to work sometimes with t-shirt and jeans on. I don't care.
A lot of people do that at my job, too. But I just don't, It just don't seem
professional.
Kosher.
Kosher?
Kosher.
Oh, kosher.
Yeah, kosher. Like meats.
Kosher meats?
Speaking of meats. Sweet meats.
I knew it was coming. I told you. He has the mind of a 5-year-old, man.
That's what they like, baby. That's what they like to hear. I'm going to give it to them. But, yeah, man. On a serious note. Yeah, I would seriously have to talk to the bus driver and let them know, hey, you got a three-year-old back here that's rolling up blunts, a third grader, whatever it is that you want to call them. My advice to you would be to call the regional transit authorities and let them handle the situations, because then that way he can find out where his mama at.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
He probably, his mama, he probably called grandma mama.
Well,
they still probably looking
over
for
your
mama.
Grandmama house then.
Who is your mama? I don't know.
Diane.
Who is your daddy? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out too.
What you crying for?
I don't know. Take me to my grandmama.
Right. Well, eventually you're gonna find somebody to take him. He lives somewhere.
Yeah. I want to go see Big Mama.
So, what you think, Architect?
About what?
Did we give a politically correct
answer? No, y'all gave a shock therapy answer. You cannot find the sense in it. It's just, okay.
It made sense to me.
Yeah, I said I was going to tell the bus driver about it.
Yeah, he going to tell the bus driver I'm arguing with the kid.
Yeah. See, so now you got...
We don't want the child
covering
to go
both bases.
While I'm arguing with the child, I'm deflecting his attention.
Right, so I can go tell the bus driver.
We don't want him to run away. We want this child to have a chance.
We're trying to give him some help.
Yes.
We're trying to help the kid.
Put that down. No, stop, Jimmy. No, don't do that.
Right, meanwhile, I'm up front, and I'm saying, hey, let me talk to you for a minute.
And while we back here knife fighting on a bus, right. He's talking to the regional transit authorities.
Right. That makes sense.
Yes.
Good for you all. I'm proud of you.
That's a shock therapy answer and a very cultured answer.
I got information out of him. We realized that we don't know who his family is. Far as we know, he's
an orphan.
He's an orphan, basically.
Yeah, and he's rolling up blunts for no apparent reason.
No apparent reason, because he's trying to deal with the depression of not knowing who his family
is. What's the famous orphan book? The boy's
Annie.
No, orphan not Annie. Not Orphan Annie. It was a boy.
Oliver Twist. Annie.
Yes, that's it. Oliver Twist.
Yeah. Yep.
What about
Oliver Twist?
Well, you
know he's not. He's not a Caucasian boy painting fences.
Yeah, he's a black
dude.
That's unfair. He's a little black dude.
I'm about to say he painting fences. Yeah.
He's not. No, I'm sorry. He's not a little white orphan boy.
What is it, whitewash?
Asking for another bowl of soup.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not asking for that because he doesn't have the opportunity to get food. That's why he's rolling blunts.
Where get the money for the weed?
Hey,
somebody probably gave it to him.
He probably snuck that off of somebody.
Now, you know easily, kids can clip us easily, boy, especially not when we're not paying attention.
Right.
They'll clip you.
Get a little pinch off.
Yeah, sometimes they take your whole sack.
For real?
Well, you got to hide a little too much, you don't realize the whole sack missing.
Damn. Not really, not if you got it. I mean, you know, if you got it spread out on the table and it's some pretty good stuff.
Right.
High grade, that potency, just give me a little
pinch. He probably got it from a friend or something. Because by his appearance, it don't look like he can afford much anyway.
Right.
Or so he didn't purchase it.
Or them dudes that be hanging out in the corner with them wine bottles.
Yep. Yep. So I think we did a good thing here. I think shock therapy helped this child.
Yeah. What you think?
Okay. Yeah.
I think we helped him. We gave him some therapy.
Yes.
We going to get him some help.
Right.
We helped him enough right there.
There we go.
Stopping him on the bus.
He ain't got to eat bologna no more.
Right. He can eat a hot dog.
Exactly. He upgraded.
With human DNA. Upgrade.
He upgraded.
With human DNA.
He might bite into a fingernail or something. He might get paid.
Hey.
You know, hey.
We gave him a future. You're welcome.
That's all he had to say.
Yes.
That's all he had to say.
Instead of trying to pull a blade on me.
Right.
And trying to fight and argue with me.
Take this honey bun.
Right, calling me all types of names. I'm slapping the kid in public, all this stuff, making me look bad on camera.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
All he had to do was say, thank you. Thank you, Mr. JTB. I realize that I'm pathetic. And I would like to change. Thank you. That's all he had to say.
And my response would be, you're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead. Go into that little orphanage, little nasty little child. Go ahead.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Yes, yes. They're going to give you a towel that you use for bathing,
and
brushing your teeth.
And when you go into the shower, please use soap.
On a rope.
Yeah, because you don't want to drop it. Not in the orphanage.
No.
Alcatraz? What are you talking about?
Not, oh my god!
Not in the world.
He can't go to no normal orphanage with like good people and stuff.
Right,
it's a detention home. That ain't no orphanage.
Yeah, that's what
that's better than
are.
What he got.
We're trying to save children.
Right.
But, hey, this is the episode of Shock Therapy. Save our children.
Yeah, we're trying
save
to be
our
serious
streets.
Oh,
this
today.
Is this is the philanthropy episode, huh?
Yes, yeah, we're trying to be serious today. You wanted us to be serious.
SOS.
Cultured and stuff.
This is the HBO episode.
Yes.
Help a brother out. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We're helping
that
young
doing.
Brother out.
I think he has a future. He could be a good janitor or something.
Yeah.
He grow up.
Give him a nice push broom.
Good, yeah. Mop the out of a floor.
Right, he
gone bleeping.
Yes,
it.
I did.
He could supervise Sarah.
Exactly. He has a future.
What you pointing at me for? I have no sound effects today. Can't help you.
There you go.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we have just
we'll
created
make our own.
The future manager of Sarah's Incorporated.
There you go.
He has a future.
Fresh, free information coming to you off Shock Therapy.
Message.
Practice. Talking about practice. That's all we talk about is practice.
So y'all gonna do all the sound effects today? Is that what y'all doing?
Practice.
I think we helped this child out. I think this child now has a future. What's the next topic? I think we have created a future for this child.
He is graduated. He's done. College bound.
He might not graduate.
Well, at least give him his GED.
Yeah,
he's in a night school.
He ain't getting that much.
Smoking roll your blunts there.
Yeah. Yeah. At least be productive, dude. Come on.
Right.
Pretend like you want a future.
Or something.
Yes.
Hey, you never know, man. He could be, he could grow up to run alcohol.
Hey, rolling blunts at that age, he has a bright future to be a great senator of New York or something.
As long as he don't inhale.
Yes. He has a great future.
Or Kansas.
Exactly. Well, he got to smoke crack for that.
No, that's New Jersey.
Oh, I'm getting mixed up.
I want to say the guy in Kansas did it, too.
I think the guy in Kansas did it, too.
No, man. Bill
was that the big guy?
Bill Clinton came from
Arkansas,
Kansas.
Man.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's Arkansas.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I had
Arkansas.
All the dings and stuff set up for this moment.
Well,
if it's Arkansas, all he needed to know how to do.
Well, you spell it like Kansas. And just put an AR in front of it.
It's not helping your cause.
Oh my God!
Yeah, man. Hey, that's all. That's all. That's all.
If he's gonna be like Clinton,
Kansas, that's what it spells.
If he's gonna be like Clinton, then we gotta teach him. We gotta teach him.
He talking about Governor Christie.
Yeah,
that's the one that didn't he smoke crack?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the crack.
Now look. I like Clinton. And you know what? If I was voting.
I know it's coming. You know it's coming.
If I was voting. This is a hypothetical. I would not mind voting for Hillary Clinton.
I wouldn't either.
Because I knew Bill would be in her corner. Because Bill, even though he had so much controversy in the White House, he still balanced the budget. He still had great opportunities coming for America.
But he didn't make nothing no better for us, though.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. What did he do?
He did well with us.
He didn't do anything.
He created jobs.
What jobs?
I don't know.
Right.
But Clinton did have a good track record.
He had a good track
he
record.
He did well.
As far
we had the gas. The oil prices were down. We had things and environmental things growing and fluctuating.
I didn't see anything.
I wouldn't mind Hillary being a president with Bill in her corner because I believe he would give the public image that all these other nations would be like, oh, my God, Bill's back. Yes, we will help you. Yes, we will help you.
He could.
Yeah.
But what could he do? Unless is Bill going to give us some reparations? Because he's a wigger, too.
Yes, he is. I don't think he's going to give us some reparations, but I think he could get somebody to help blow his mind on some great topics.
That, hey man. That,
you couldn't leave it alone, huh?
I'm sure he could get some things brought to the dome of the room.
Yeah, exactly. Some people like hot dogs.
Yeah. I'm sure in the situation room, he'll get something completed.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's go ahead and close out the show. We are at the end, people.
I'm not done. I'm just getting started.
Me too.
Are we really at the end?
Yes, we are. You got like 30 seconds left. Hurry up.
Well, I think we did well with trying to have a serious show here. I think this show was kind of boring. Because
for the most part.
Yeah, because we can't really do shock therapy the way we want.
50 hashtags.
know 50 hashtags.
I don't even know 50 people.
Sad. CrunchTechEntertainment.com, ladies and gentlemen. CSCRadio.caster.fm.
I would like to actually come on here and actually speak my mind on a show that's supposed to be
able to speak. Hey, man, let me do the plugs, man. I got 10 seconds left.
Do your plugs.
CSC Radio Conversation Room.
Besides
there,
getting
Facebook
muted and talked about by the architect.
And plugs.
Right.